Sister Pitsiris is generously sponsored by the Saka family in memory of the patriarch of the family, Joseph Saka. We are on the third paragraph of Shema. V'yasulam tzitzis al kanfei v'gdehem. Just to go back, a pasuk tells us the tzitzis go al kanfei v'gdehem. They go on the corners. Just a halachic note, even though Siddur snippets are trying to understand the words that we say to increase our kavana and our mindfulness. But halachically, you see people make this mistake, both with their beged katan, both with the talis katan, the tzitzis under the shirt, as well as with the talis gadol, the talis they wear during davening. Sifri learns from the pasuk al kanfei that the tzitzis are supposed to hang from the corner. That means to say that gravity is not on our side with this, but if you have the corner, the tzitzis should come off the side and hang down rather than the loop be underneath and hanging straight down. If the loop is underneath and hanging straight down, it's not al-kanaf, it's not on the corner, it's rather hanging below. But the pasuk specifically tells us the mitzvah tzitzis was given al-kanfei v'gdehem, it should be on the corner, so it should come off the side and hang down on the corner itself. Rav Hirsch is a beautiful imagery. First says, we know the purpose of the tzitzis, this is what we've been discussing. Urisim, uzachartam, we see them, we remember. They create a recall, a mindfulness. We consciously carry Hashem with us throughout the day. We remember the uniform of the Jew. The tzitzis remind us that we work for him, he doesn't work for us. How does that work exactly? So the beged is stationary. The beged is part of our clothing. But the idea of the tzitzis al kanfei v'gdehem, the strings on the corner, when a person walks, when a person moves, the strings jump. The strings move around, and they are like a billboard. They're flashing in front of us. They are that reminder. Don't forget who you are and who you're meant to be. Don't forget where you come from and where you're going. Don't forget the mission that we're on and the lifestyle we're supposed to live. Those tzitzis, they jump al kanfei v'gdehem on those corners, and they remind us of our mission. They remind us who we're supposed to be. We left off last week, the beautiful insight of the Ibn Ezra, who described which is more important, which is greater, the talis katan or the talis gadol, the tzitzis under our clothing or the talis we wear for davening. I would have thought the talis we wear for davening. It's big, it's grand, it costs more, it's very public, everybody wears it on the outside, it's even greater. Ibn Ezra said no, because the whole goal of tzitzis is to get us to be mindful and not to make mistakes, not to have indiscretions. So during davening and at shul, we're less likely. It's the whole day when we're active and in life, that's when we need the reminder even more. So of a choice between the two, he says, "Lafidati yoser chayv lisate betzitzis b'shara shos mishas hatfila." Laman yizkor v'liyizkor lo yasa avera b'chol shaki b'shas hatfila yasa avera. So someone came up to me afterwards and told me there is a website, projecttzitzis.org. If you want a free pair of tzitzis and you are committing to start to wear tzitzis or to return to wear tzitzis or to continue to wear tzitzis, projecttzitzis.org will provide you a pair of tzitzis to help you towards that goal. So we were continuing. V'yalachem letzitzis u'risam u'zachartim es kol mitzvos Hashem v'asisam osam v'yalachem. We said it's for us, for you. Lachem. This is for us to be able to live that mindfulness, to remember what matters and to remember what is important. I told you that I think the end of Parshas Shlach very much relates to the beginning of it. The end of Parshas Shlach is this third paragraph of tzitzis. In the beginning of Parshas Shlach, Moshe sends out spies to go investigate the land, the Meraglim. And what is the mission of the spies? Vayishlachos Moshe lasur es eretz Kenan. They go, lasur is to investigate the land. And what are they told to do? Re'isem es haaretz mahi. Go see the land, go see what's the story. What are their numbers? Go survey the land, their military installations. Go understand what will be the battle that we'll face when we go conquer. The Meraglim come back. And do they distort what they saw? The Meraglim report what they saw. They fulfilled their mission. They went to investigate. They collect intelligence. They come back and they deliver their report and the intelligence they saw. And yet, they are among our greatest villains in Jewish history. They, of course, caused us to wander for 40 years. And we continue Tisha B'Av, that night that is embedded into our calendar, a Bechiel Adoros, all because they came back and they reported negatively. They drew the wrong conclusion, but the data, the intelligence they shared was accurate, was right on. So where did they go wrong? Why are they such great villains? They were said, "Uriisem es haaretz mahi." Go see the land, v'sa'a mayoshev aleha. Go report. They came back and they report. Where did they go wrong? So I'd like to suggest to you that that's where tzitzis at the end of the parsha is the tikkun. Tzitzis comes and gives us the insight into where they went wrong. And I share this with you, though we're not up to Parsha Shlach, because I think it very much informs what the meaning of this third paragraph, the meaning of the tzitzis are for us. Tzitzis has a very similar lashon. Vayalachem letzitzis, just like ureisem esaretz mahi, ureisem oso uzechartem. We were supposed to go see the land, and we're supposed to look at and see our tzitzis. How do you translate the word ureisem? To see, to look, to observe. But it means so much more than that. Ureisem means not just with our eye, not just ophthalmologically to look at what we see, but it means much more with our imagination, with our creativity. How do you know that? Because the Gemara Menachos and elsewhere says, when you look at the tcheles compared to the lavan, you look at the blue compared to the white, you're supposed to think, tcheles adom liyam, yam dom lirakia, rakia is dom lekisei hakavod. We spoke about already the insight of Rav Moshe, the incremental steps. We can't skip from one right till the end. But ureisem, when we look at tzitzis uzachartem, what is it? You don't look at tzitzis as just the threads, the strings. There's really nothing exciting about them. You look at them, they hang off the corner. It's a few strings. Maybe they're dirty. Maybe they're unraveling. Maybe they're knotted. Maybe they're, depends when's the last time you change them, you wash them. Depends on the tzitzis, but there's nothing so super exciting about them. And yet, the Torah and Chazal understood that when you look at them, particularly if you see the contrast of the tchilas and the lavan and the white, all of a sudden it kicks in the imagination. All of a sudden you begin to start to see beyond. You have a certain sense of vision more than what you see right in front of you. And I think that's where the Meraglim went wrong. They went and they came back and they reported exactly what they saw. They reported just on the intelligence of what they saw. But that was their failure. Their mission, Ureisem Esaretz Mahi, was not just to go back and collect data and return and share it. They were supposed to go dream. They were supposed to go have a vision. They were supposed to paint a picture. They were supposed to invoke their imagination. This is the mission of Klal Yisrael. Would we have survived throughout the centuries and millennia if we looked at the Egyptian Empire and never challenged Paro? If the Chashmonaim had only looked at the Syrian Greeks, if Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai considered the power of Vespasian, never asked for Yavna, go through our history. And have we never had a dream, a vision? Have we never imagined we never would be here today? So the same language. They went, Lasura Sa'aretz, and we are vulnerable. Lo Sasuru Acharei Levavchem. We'll continue, Lo Sasuru. Our eyes are the spies of our heart. Just like Lasura Sa'aretz, go investigate the land, our eyes investigate the world around us every day. And we're not supposed to follow our eyes, which are the spies of our heart. But the failure of Ureisem is what we are misakein with Ureisem uzachartem of our tzitzis. That when we look at the tzitzis, don't just see the superficial. Don't just see what's right in front of you. Don't just see the strings, but invoke the imagination and the vision, the creativity, the ability to see beyond the surface and to feel the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam every day in our lives.